Okie dokie. And Q.
You're not Ken.
You could pretend I am.
Okay, I will.
I'm blonder. I'm glad you had me back.
Ken made me.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know, after last time, which was like last summer, I was afraid that...
Really?
I thought maybe I was just too obnoxious.
No, you were the greatest.
Like, too obnoxious, but not actually funny.
We had real chemistry. You can't fake that kind of chemistry.
With I Ken, think you with Ken, can.
With Ken, I'm faking it.
I don't think I can.
Where's Ken, do you think?
He's away.
Let's call him.
It's called August vacation.
Yeah. I guess we can't bother
him. No, I'm not going to bother him. I'm Kelly. You're Andy.
Yeah.
This is 7 Second Delay.
Yeah, and it's not a rerun.
Do you guys do you introduce your show? You just start blabbing like everyone knows you.
Do you mean do we restate the name of the show and reintroduce ourselves?
Yeah, do you like
did you do
open?
That? Did you do that when you had your show?
I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe.
When was the last time you had a regular show?
Bronwyn did all the legitimate.
Oh, you were on with Bronwyn?
Yeah.
Are you still friends with her, or did that end badly?
So you listened to that show a lot?
No, I didn't listen much at all. But did that end
Thank
badly?
You. In a cat fight on
did
the floor.
Really?
Yeah,
did
right
really?
Here in the studio. No.
Are you still friends with her?
Yeah, very much so. Are you jealous?
I wonder if I'll be friends with Ken.
Hey, you better get to it, because you know who's going to be calling in
Nachum.
About 2 seconds.
Nachum the Jew. That's
okay.
What they call him. That's what they call him. Behind his back.
Do they call you Andy the Jew?
Well, they, he's a bigger. He knocks it, knock him the big Jew.
They call me Kelly the non-Jew.
Do they? On J-Date?
The goy. The goy.
The shiksa.
I think shiksa is a really bad word. According to Bronwyn, it's like saying the nastiest. It's
it
like
is?
Calling you a slut.
Oh, I thought, it just like, meant, I thought it meant non-Jew.
No, I think it means like slutty, unwed temptress.
I think that might be just when it's said to you.
That's the word wife.
Shiksa.
Shiksa. Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
So that,
well, that's it's Nachum.
That's what I've heard. We can.
Nachum knows.
Okay, wait, though. I just want to go on record saying, don't be mean to Nachum. He's my friend.
Hold
and
on.
He's doing you a favor. Get this down. Take
you're speaking,
notes.
You're speaking so fast.
Sorry.
I got to write this down. You're saying, wait, did you say be as mean as you can to Nachum?
No.
Don't be mean.
Kind.
And he will explain what this holiday means.
What holiday?
I guess it's Rosh Hashanah's coming up.
Is it?
Yeah.
When
it's
exactly?
The Day of Atonement.
Is Nachum on the phone, Jeff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
we're
he
looking.
Is.
Did we tell Jeff that? Jeff, we're looking for Nachum to call.
Does Jeff know who Nachum is?
I think so.
So he's going to explain what this Day of Atonement is, and then I'm going to spend the hour atoning for my sins.
See, I don't know what Rosh Hashanah is because I'm Catholic, and you don't know what Rosh Hashanah is because you're Jewish.
I believe there must be. There's an equivalent
two?
Holiday. Oh, line two.
Line two is our pal.
Okay, hold on. Be nice.
Hold on.
Not
a second.
Yet. Not yet. Be nice to Nachum. Don't be mean to Nachum.
Hi, Nachum.
Don't be mean to Nachum.
Oh, whoops.
Don't be mean to Nachum. Be nice to Nachum. Nachum is our friend. Did you just disconnect him?
I disconnected him. Isn't that great?
Oh, Kelly.
He'll call back.
Oh, Nachum, please call
back. I don't
back.
Like it to go too smoothly, you know, because I only do this like once a year.
I thought you were going to come in and practice.
I looked at the board for about...
There he is. Okay, here we go.
I looked at the board for about 2 seconds.
Hi, Nachum. Thanks for... Wait. Hi, thanks for calling. Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. Oh, for the love of God.
There he is.
Is that him?
Are you there, buddy?
I hope your show goes smoother.
Nachum, I'm not the pro you are at the board.
Nah, no problem.
It's cool, right?
It means the world to us that you called.
I love this show. I'm telling you, that Ken Friedman, he's so sharp. He's so witty. The man's amazing. I love when Ken is on this show.
Well, what? Ken's not here. It's just me. And
Oh, you're subbing for Ken, Andy?
No, I'm on with Ken every week.
I never knew that. I always thought it was Ken's show.
No, it's really technically my show, and Ken is my co-pilot.
In that case, I atone for that mistake.
Oh, that's how easy it is? I could do that.
You sure you don't have hours enough time?
You don't even have to. You don't even have to sound sincere.
No, in your case, I think we're gonna have to demand that.
I could do this.
That's going to be a precondition.
Hey, first off,
sincerity quotient.
First off, settle this little bet. Is shiksa a derogative word?
You know, I heard you mention that. I don't know if it's as derogatory as some of the other classic derogatory terms.
Oh, can we have just one?
What is it?
No,
give
me
just...
better not.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Can you give me one of the...
Kelly's asking for some genuine...
I want to build my vocabulary.
I think the way that people with the Yiddish language used to refer to the, to the non-white help in their homes, you know, that would be one of the classic you know what people associate as a derogatory term in Yiddish. I'm not talking about in English, but in Yiddish. I don't think this one was ever to that level. But today in 2007, I don't think you can get away with it in casual conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought you were simply saying a non-Jewish female, but I guess there's more to it.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I guess you have to consider who's saying it.
Yeah, you'd have to judge the audience. You know, are you in a cocktail party? Are you at
if a Jewish man refers to his girlfriend as a shiksa goddess, you've heard that phrase.
Yes, that I've heard, and that I guess we'd have to consider that a complimentary term.
Because goddess would more than make up for any negatives associated with shiksa. it's more or less a wash. Is that what you're saying?
For instance,
shiksa
when I refer to Andy Breckman as a radio goddess, I think that's a compliment.
But I'm a man, though. Yeah, I don't understand. Sometimes.
Nonetheless, you've attained such a great level, they use the term.
Do they really? I can never tell when he's joking.
You would not believe what they say about you out there.
Oh, I can only
sort
imagine.
Of like Andy the Jew behind your back.
Oh, he heard that. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Nachum. He heard that.
He heard that.
Oh, sorry. I atoned for that. So this holiday, it's not this week. I believe it's in a couple of weeks, right?
But in terms of atonement?
Yes.
Well, there's one day of atonement, and that is Yom Kippur, which I think this year is like the 18th of September.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh my God, I even had that wrong.
Aren't you glad it's only one day?
Hold on a second. I got to be more accurate here. 1 second.
Okay. Rosh Hashanah.
He's getting the book.
I'll tell you.
The reference the Jewish reference manual.
The book is now available on Palm Pilot. The 22nd of September is Yom Kippur.
Okay,
that's
the day
you keep talking about.
Okay. Oh my God,
do we have it like completely?
I misspoke earlier. I'm embarrassed.
Where Rosh Hashanah comes into the picture, which is 10 days before Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that in our tradition, as I'm sure you know, Andy, there is an extended period of time to prepare for the Day of Atonement.
Okay.
You can't just, walk into synagogue and all of a sudden you're ready to atone. There is a period of time, beginning with Rosh Hashanah.
It's like warming up.
Exactly, yeah. Where we warm up and we, declare God as king, the day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the birth of the world.
And it's our birthday. And do you go through the kitchen like a good Jew? And isn't that part of it all?
Go through the kitchen?
And changing dishes?
Are you referring to Passover?
Oh, no, Yom Kippur, hold on. Oh, I'm worst Jew going.
Andy.
Rosh Hashanah.
Nachum is available for,
when are you
for
throwing,
private study.
Andy may go for an innovative idea I once heard. They should combine all Jewish holidays into like 1 week. So, at the same time you're fasting and eating the matzah, you know what I mean?
Wrong with that plan?
I don't know what happened today.
So you're saying you keep Pesach on Passover.
Right, very good.
Oh, I see. Now I'm getting it. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is obviously
the new year, but it's also preparing for the Day of Atonement.
Correct. So it's very simple. Any sin that you've committed between you and God, Yom Kippur, and this whole period of time will, in fact, absolve you of the responsibility for that sin. However, this is why what you're doing tonight is so admirable.
Yeah.
However, if you sin between man and man, you've done something wrong to someone, to a man or to a woman.
Yeah.
You must ask them, that person, for forgiveness. It's not enough to pray to God and say, I hope everyone forgives me. It doesn't work.
So you're not off the hook.
And that's actually that's one difference between Judaism and say Kelly's heathen pagan.
I just go to the priest. He says do five Hail Marys.
Say a couple of Hail Marys.
That's why I chose
hook.
Catholicism.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted the easy route.
You could just walk away from it.
Right. This is a more complicated system. You
it is
have
a more
to
complicated
approach
system.
Anybody who you think you've wronged. In this case, I believe if I get the premise right, it's the audience.
If you can't get it done in one day, can you
exactly? Oh,
keep
so that's
going?
Why.
It's a good question, Shiksa the goddess, Kelly.
That's why he responds in his Talmudic voice. That's why we're given 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
And he's going
to
need it.
You mean you have 10 days to atone and to apologize?
Right. I mean, to think that you could do this all in less than 1 hour is, you know, is hilarious,
okay.
Especially someone like yourself, Andy, who's built up so many things to atone for.
I really don't think I've been that bad. Have I?
Well, think about it. How many people are on your list of those who now you must call or must shout out to?
Well, I guess I'm inviting people who have called in over the year, and I've been rude or curt to them.
That's all the listeners.
That's not everybody.
Not
and I
every
guess
single one.
If somebody listening that even wasn't on the phone but was just listening, if I truly offended them, I would like to apologize.
So that's all the listeners.
And I would invite people. I would even make this promise. You are invited to stay on the phone until you are satisfied that I'm being sincere.
Wow, that's really generous.
Until you really feel I have apologized.
What are you going to do about the people who believe they've offended you, and now they want to call in and ask for your forgiveness?
Not possible.
I can't think of a time. I can't think of a time anyone's. I guess we'll play that as it comes.
Andy's
I guess
an Iron Man.
Yeah, I am.
It's hard to hurt his feelings.
I'm like a robot. I'm like a robot radio personality.
By the way, Andy, there is a rabbinic caveat in fact someone refuses to accept your forgiveness.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
There are those sages who have declared that if one sincerely apologizes three times, then the recipient or the person you're apologizing to must has no choice but to accept that forgiveness.
Can do.
So
I love
reasonable.
Them caveats. Can do. That's the loophole we're going to wiggle through for the next
I
hour.
Think we have your very first most offended
okay.
listener.
Well, hold on. I'll be right with you. But I just want to get the Hebrew prayer. What do I say to these people
when
that, you know, the Jews speak? That
No, in terms of asking for forgiveness from a fellow man,
yeah.
This would be, you know.
What do I say?
This would be the straight, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize, I sincerely regret what I've done.
But how about that?
I would never do it.
But how about that Adonai Baruch HaTor stuff?
No, that's all between you and God. That would not fall into this category.
Oh, man, I'd love to throw some of that in.
You mean there has to be some liturgy in this thing?
I'll just say, isn't there a Baruch HaTor thing that I could say to these people?
There's no Baruch HaTor that's going to help you with your listeners.
Okay.
You could just, like, throw it in for feel-good sake, Andy.
Apparently it doesn't mean anything.
All right, so we
Baruch
understand.
Baruch HaTor, Kelly. Baruch HaTor.
Weren't you supposed to learn this in, like, eighth grade or something?
Oh, man, was I the worst.
Oh, believe me, he knew it before eighth grade, that I can get
oh,
to you.
Oh, man, was I the worst. You know how I learned my Haftorah for my bar mitzvah? I learned it by rote. I just had the rabbi or the cantor make a tape, and I just played it over and over and over, and I learned it the way I learned.
So you never looked at the words when
I
you
never looked
it.
Down when I was at the pulpit.
I
learned
it. Say someone else was saying it, and you were just moving your lips.
I learned
to
it the way you learn, you know, Beatles songs, just
oh,
hearing
gosh.
It over and over.
Well, at least he learned it, I suppose.
I was the worst.
Are you going to atone for the fact that the first run monks are on Friday night so people like me can't watch them?
Yeah, that's a sin right there.
Yeah.
It's not my decision, but if it... Oh, that's an interesting thing. First run monks on Friday night. Are you allowed to TiVo, to have a machine recording it?
It's not in the spirit of
you're
the Sabbath.
You're kind of cheating.
To show that something is more important than the holy day to go ahead and TiVo it.
But
my wife, who's a major monk fan, is watching it, you know, through the reruns and all the cable stations that play it. She's very, very into monk.
Saturday
oh, good.
Morning.
That means the world to me.
And
hey,
you want to know
wait,
something?
Wait, wait. Did
you
that know, just sound sincere?
She declares that she has such OCD that she can't understand what the problem is with monks. She thinks that's the way people should behave.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, thank your wife for watching.
I certainly will.
And thank you for helping out. So there's no prayer, but I do have this time until Yom Kippur to apologize to people.
Yeah, until the 22nd of September. And there is one other thing you should declare to everybody tonight, and I'm going to declare it to you right now.
Okay, go ahead. I'm writing it down.
Andy and Kelly.
Yeah.
A happy, sweet, and peaceful new year.
Hold on. Sweet. Hold on. Happy.
Yeah, you got to toss in the peaceful.
Happy, sweet, and peaceful.
Especially if you're committing to being civil.
Yeah, new year.
You have to mean it too, Andy.
Exactly.
Here's my promise.
This is the hard part for him.
Here's my promise to you, Kelly, and to you, Nahum, and to all the listeners out there. You will never know whether or not I'm being sincere.
Ooh.
I will sound so sincere.
I kind
of
knew
that
my
promise.
Already.
Yeah, that's my promise. You will believe I'm sincere.
That's kind of a thing with
because
you.
Because I love you. You will
you
believe
go.
I'm sincere. Hey, thanks, Nahum.
A pleasure.
And thank your wife for watching.
Admirably at your actions tonight.
Thank you.
A million,
and have a happy... Hold on, I can't even read my own writing. Have a happy, svelte.
Healthy.
Healthy, hold on.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Peaceful.
And peaceful.
Knock 'em. It's like the first time you pronounce those words.
New tier. New year.
Put it on tape for him. Let him sleep with it under his pillow.
Fantastic.
We'll put it to
Baruch Atah Adonai, my friend. Baruch Atah Adonai.
God bless you as well.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Knock 'em.
Bye,
guys. And that's how you do it. Now, who do I apologize to?
Well, why don't we give out the phone number?
Okay, you go ahead.
201-209-9368. 201-209-WFMU.
And anyone that I've offended over the course of the last year, anyone who's been listening that I offended, or maybe if you called in, I guess they're the ones I most directly offended.
I don't really listen to your show, but I do know this person.
Oh, you do? Hey, wait, first of all, I guess we'll take the call, but then I think I should apologize to you too, though, right, Kelly? Last summer, I think I crossed a line or two. I was talking about what a slut you were. How easy you were?
A little.
Yeah.
You were kind of inferring
that.
And once we started talking about my sex life, you wouldn't let it go.
I feel bad about that.
You do not. Seriously?
I really do.
Look me in the eye.
Kelly,
you're looking down at the board. Look me in the eye.
Because I always have shy eyes. I always do. But, Kelly, when I was driving home, here's what I do remember about the show. When I was driving home, I felt really bad.
You did not.
I did.
Didn't you really?
Yeah, I really did. I felt I crossed the line.
Sweet.
And you were doing me a favor. You were doing me a favor. You were coming in to volunteer, and I kind of was having fun at your expense. And
that's okay. I
felt
grant
bad,
you
and I know you have friends that might have been listening, and you might have been embarrassed. And I really
no
want
friends.
To apologize.
Thank you.
Do you accept my apology?
I do.
It works. That's fantastic. Oh, this is so easy.
I think we have Hunter on the phone.
Oh, let's talk to him. Oh, I think I've offended him.
Oh, I'm not sure. Hunter, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Hunter.
Honey, you're going to have to apologize for the next hour just for me alone.
I often feel bad. Hunter, after I talk to you on the phone, I sometimes really regret some things I said. I know I refer to you as my nemesis and my archenemy, and I know I've often asked Ken to hang up on you.
Oh, my God.
Honey, you are such a lying sack of crap.
Why do you say that?
I'm apologizing.
I'm taking this opportunity.
Hey,
this time of year.
Take it easy, though. He's trying to apologize.
I really feel bad.
You have to be nice.
But I'm going to make him do the three times.
You are?
Hunter,
yeah.
This is the second time. This is number two. From the bottom of my heart, I know I've been very curt with you on the phone. And for no reason. You're trying to help us out here many times. You're calling to contribute to the conversation. And I just cut you off. I don't even give you a chance most of the time. And I apologize for that. Okay, that's number two. Here's number three. I really, really am sorry.
Let me ask you. Hold on a second.
From the bottom of my heart, and I'm asking for you to forgive me.
What does Mr.
Done and done. Thank you, Hunter. Done and done. Goodbye. And that's how you do it.
Do you think he accepted?
Doesn't matter. I did the three times.
You can't just rail.
I'm gonna set up shop
you
in that
loophole.
You
are missing the sincerity.
The spirit of it.
And you know what? Half of apologizing, you have to let the other person tell you how awful you've been. So you kind of like let them vent a little. Hey, Andy, he was so mad, though. I was afraid he was going to like swear at you. I think he might punch you in the face if he saw you.
Why, then he'll never see me in person.
What have you done to him?
And that's why we don't go to the record fairs. And that's why we don't come to the Christmas parties.
You could. You just shouldn't wear, like, a name tag that says...
Or I wear Ken's name tag.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm always thinking Lincoln.
He gets swarmed.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
By his admirers?
Yeah. You know, by fans. People want to talk to him.
Now, would you ever meet a guy... Would you ever date a guy that you met at the record fair? Have you ever dated a guy you met at the record fair?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's some cute guys there.
There are some cute guys there. It's fun to see them out of their basement. They're blinking at
the
light.
It's good. It's, like, healthy for them.
Yeah. So we're at 201-209-9368. I'm inviting anyone that I've talked to over the year. I really am going to sincerely apologize. I really feel bad, and I'm taking this opportunity.
Hi, you're on the air. I hope.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Carlo.
Hi, Carlo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm an investor in Andy's Forever Stamp Syndicate.
Oh, yes. That's appreciated. Did you hear that show, Kelly?
No, I missed. I'm sorry.
It was a classic. You could hear it at the Museum of Broadcasting.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Was it one of your better shows?
7-second delay wing.
They have a wing?
It worked out okay.
If I remember right, didn't the price of the stamps go up?
Ruh-roh.
Wait, has the postage gone up in the last 6 months?
Well, I thought they just did like a new. Those on the news a while ago, right?
It went from 39 cents to 41 cents.
That's when we did our show, when it went to 41 cents.
What planet are you guys on?
Oh, the show was, I'm in New Jersey.
No, but you don't know about the price?
Yes.
Andy, you don't know how much a stamp costs?
Now it costs 41 cents. And at the time, we invested, myself and a few other listeners, invested in those Forever stamps.
That was after the price?
Yeah, that was at 41 cents.
Oh, okay.
So if it goes up again, we've all made some money, and I will, and we will split the proceeds. That was our show.
Well, I guess I'll just take an apology for when you finally failed to pay me the share.
Oh, you mean an apology in advance for reneging on my deal? You know what? That shows great foresight. You're absolutely right. I probably will. I am so sorry that you are not going to get the profits from that show that I promised you, and you can record this and play it whenever you don't hear from me.
Are you all satisfied? Right.
And that's how you do it.
But he might not.
Baruch atah Adonai. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Have a sweet, healthy, and a peaceful New Year.
Thanks, Carlos.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You too. Thanks.
Jews love saying shalom.
Do they?
Yeah.
I like shalom. Yeah. I like mazel tov better.
Oh, that's a great
one.
But
here's the thing: is it mazel tov or V?
No
mazel
tov. No one knows.
No one knows
for
sure.
It's like one of those great mysteries.
It's like a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Buried.
Should have asked your old boyfriend, your Jew cop boyfriend.
I don't think he would have known the answer.
Really?
No, he knew more.
Not an observant Jew?
More Christian stuff than I did even.
We're at 201-209-9368. If I've offended you, I would truly love to apologize. You're catching me at the right moment.
This is a rare opportunity.
Oh, no one's calling. 201-209-9368.
I can't believe it. You say so many horrible things in, you
people
know, the nicest,
gonna,
funniest
people
way.
People don't think they're going to get a sincere apology.
Well, you're kind of being a little facetious.
Am I?
Well,
I've got to change gear.
Hunter was obviously very...
He makes me so mad.
Hunter passed hurt and I think was into full-blown anger. Well, and you kind of steamrolled your apology.
I don't think Yom Kippur applies to your arch nemesis.
Is he your... How can you have an arch nemesis?
I don't know
listener?
How it happened. It's him and Don McLean.
So he's a big fan, and he calls the show, and you... Why are you so mean to him?
What's wrong with me? I don't know. What's wrong with me?
Were you an only child?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, no. I have a sister.
So which is it?
I have a sister. But I forget about her sometimes.
Oh,
she's 2 years younger
than me. You're the youngest. Oh, she's the baby.
Yeah, and then I have a brother who's 41. He's 11 years younger than me.
So you had a whole crew. So I can't explain away.
Even though it was a full house.
Your problems by
an
only child.
I felt like an only child. I felt like I was the only one that really mattered.
I can understand why your parents separated you from the rest of society at an early age.
If you're the only child in the house that really matters, does that make you an only child?
Kind of.
Yeah, that was me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hi, this is Carlo again.
Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, right. Thanks for going.
You're our third call.
I just turned on the radio after I hung up, and I believe Kelly called me Carlos.
Oh, sorry.
Carlos, Carlos the terrorist? That's...
So it's very upsetting when someone calls you Carlos as opposed to Carlo?
Well, after a while. Yeah.
Don't you owe him? Doesn't she owe you an apology?
This isn't my atonement show.
It's not a serious
your decision.
Thing. I just,
it sounds
you
like
know, maybe
hurt.
A slight apology.
Andy will apologize.
No, you did.
It's your apology.
But
hour.
You made the mistake,
I'm
Kelly.
I'm facilitating. But apologize for me.
All right, that's not how it works.
You can do it. Would
that's
you
not how
maybe
it works.
She could just take it up with her priest. So.
Carlo, will you accept an apology from Andy Breckman?
No, it's not, I didn't make the mistake.
You know what my resolution is?
I don't call that, number one, that's
I'm
why I don't call
I'm apologizing less in life.
Are you?
Yeah, someone bumps into me, I say I'm sorry. From now on, I'm just going to punch them in the face.
Is that really, you think, a problem? You apologize too much?
Definitely, yeah.
You're too
I'm
weak.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll apologize for
you should
asking
apologize to this guy. He called back. He was clearly hurt.
I'm sorry, Carlo.
Yeah.
I've got it now.
Did that hurt?
Carlo.
Bingo.
Great.
It's why I never call listeners by their name.
You don't?
Nope. Because you're bound to get it wrong.
Yeah.
There's thanks
a lot,
for calling.
There's a lot going on here, Carlo. You'd understand if you had to sit with Andy and try to get names right at the same time.
That's all right. I understand.
Okay.
He sounds so
Hey, thanks for calling.
He sounds so sad.
Yeah, he does sound sad. I think you hurt his feelings.
I did.
We're at 201-209-9368. I'm taking this opportunity. Yom Kippur's coming up, and I'm apologizing.
It's our day of atonement. Our fourth caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You love the show. You love the show. You love the show.
Hello.
You love the show.
Yeah, I love the show.
Oh, thanks very much.
Like, I've always loved the show. But when I was... I'm sorry, I'm driving right now. When I was young, I went to your house, Andy.
Oh, scary.
With Kramer, Mr. Kramer. I don't know his name, but I was friends with his son, Sammy. Right?
You were friends with Sammy Kramer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was. Do you remember Alex Cumming? I don't know if you remember me. I was his neighbor.
I guess so. So you must be like 17 or 18 now.
Yeah.
You're not calling to say Andy molested you or anything, right?
No, he's not on my list.
No, but I'm slightly traumatized.
Seriously?
Yeah, when I went to his house, we had watched I was young. I was a little bitch. Oh, I can't say that. Well, we had watched some episode of Twilight Zone in his basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it freaked me out.
Okay.
And
no one comforted you?
Huh?
So you were just scared as a little kid in their basement watching a movie.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was like, I don't know, 13.
But Mr. Breckman didn't do anything mean to you.
I guess he's saying that I suggested that.
Oh, I see.
Do you mean of the old series, The Twilight Zone?
Huh?
Of the old series or like a part of the movie, The Twilight Zone?
I don't know. It was the one with the guy from Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yes. Okay, that was...
It was like the remake of the one with, like, there's something on the wing, you know?
Yes, that was a segment
The something on the wing was scary.
Yes, it was a segment from the movie, from the feature film. Oh, I made two boys watch that, and you've been haunted by it.
Sort of, yeah.
I feel bad.
He sounds serious.
I feel bad.
He had a little childhood scare.
I feel bad.
In your, what do you call it? Your, you know,
my little
watching
home, my
over...
My little home theater.
Yeah.
I was responsible. He was my guest.
In your charge.
He was my guest. I was responsible.
See, Andy,
and I exposed him to that frightening
movie. You have the ability to frighten even children.
And he was probably trying to be cool. He couldn't say, I'm scared, I want to leave.
No, you can't.
No, that's exactly it.
I know.
That's exactly it.
I think this is kind of borderline psychological torture.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. After all these years, I have a chance to apologize. I've been thinking, I actually remember this incident, and I've been thinking about it a lot. And I've been haunted by it myself. I felt very bad, very responsible, and I'm glad you called. And I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you accept my apology?
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Thanks, kid.
Kid.
I'll talk to you in another.
He
I'll talk to you in another
his
5 years.
Name.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm probably get it wrong. Thanks, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks,
okay,
Mr.
I'll see
Cummings.
You soon.
And Baruch Hatod Anoy, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom.
Thank you.
And wait. Have a sweet, peaceful, healthy New Year. Okay, thanks. Okay, hang up.
Okay, thanks.
And that's how you do it. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Whoa, this is a lot of work, all this apologizing business.
Yeah, but it's okay. I feel better.
You're feeling good?
Yeah, I feel lighter.
So did you get like some bad news from the doctor or something and it inspired you to kind of come clean?
No, this was this was Bethy's idea. This is my wife's idea.
Oh, she's a genius. So what she's telling you is you've been mean and bad to her as a husband.
I think what she said was the first idea I had for tonight's show sucked, and I could do better.
I think the first idea was just a little problematic strategically.
Yeah, but this is working out great. This is a dream.
You could save that other show for Ken.
Yeah, this is a dream.
For Ken to shoot down
in
the 5 minutes you talk about the show before you go on the air.
This is going great.
201-209-9368. This is your chance. This is the listener's chance.
And how was that last apology from me?
Moderately sincere.
Yeah,
I think
that's
like,
how you do it. You never let them know.
You're climbing the ladder of sincerity.
I'm trying.
You're reaching possible sincerity.
Do you want to apologize to anyone out there? Any guys out there that you've kissed on any dates?
No.
You haven't hurt anyone's feelings all year. You've been an angel all year.
But
well, then think about it.
Unlike you, I think I go through life trying to be nice to people.
And then what's this new policy? You're not going to say I'm sorry anymore.
Yeah, right.
Because you feel like you're not standing up for yourself enough.
Not so much. Just like, when there's an awkward situation, I'll be like, oh.
My fault.
My fault. But, You know what? It, like, never really is.
And what do you care? What will you?
I'm, you know, perfect.
How will your life be better if you don't apologize?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Who takes responsibility? Who's this?
Well,
what's Jeff
what's
doing?
Your excuse?
What's he doing?
You don't go through Joe Friday? My Joe Friday?
Yeah.
I'm not going to apologize to him.
Wait, is that your
ex? He wants me to apologize to my ex-boyfriend. Jeff,
well,
you have
him.
Such a good memory. I'm not calling him. You can't
oh,
call
I thought he was on the phone.
No, thank God. He knows better than to
call. 201-209-9368.
Do you stay friends with your exes?
I have no my ex-wife I'm friends with.
What about before that?
I'd never dated. She was my first girlfriend.
You are so weird. Seriously?
That was weird?
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, well, I was 27.
When you got married?
No. I was 21 when I met her, but I had not dated much. I had girlfriends at camp. Didn't count almost.
Were you going to camp till you were 21?
No, I had. When I was in high school, I never really dated.
You never had a steady girlfriend.
I had a girlfriend at camp.
What was it like in the olden days?
I was a pretty. I was.
Because things are different now. I'm not sure they're any better.
I don't know what the cool kids were doing. I know what I was doing.
You were the cool
I was
kid.
I was in the corner mocking the cool kid.
That's much cooler than the
I
cool kid.
I was the
kid.
Coolest of all of them, baby.
All right, I'm putting somebody on the air.
Yeah, I ain't as scared of them. 201-209-9368.
Right.
Hi, you love the show.
Hey, honey.
Oh, no.
It's the genius behind tonight's program.
Oh, no. I'm a scared.
Hi, Beth.
No, don't be scared. Hey,
hi,
how are
you? Hi, Kelly.
Well, actually, I was going to apologize to you. I think I shopped too much on Saturday.
I, as Andy's co-host, Beth, will forgive you and tell you, you take that card and you go right back out there in the name of free women.
You know what?
This is direct orders.
But you know what's interesting? My wife, in the last 4 or 5 months, my wife has also said to me, you know, I think I apologize too much.
Really?
Oh, I do. I apologize for everything. I apologize for things that aren't my fault.
Yeah, see? This is a chick thing.
That's not my recollection, Beth Landau.
Well, Andy, your only, like, 4 words to Beth should always be, you're right, I'm sorry.
I kind of,
that's
kind
like
of
the
are.
Husband's dialogue.
Honey, if Andy says it, he says it like this. You're right, I'm sorry. Which doesn't really count for sincerity.
That's like saying, I know what she wants to hear, so I just sputter out those words and we're done with it.
It's more like when a kid is forced to eat peas and he doesn't want to eat it. It's that same sort of response, you know, I'll just swallow it.
Don't you want to apologize to your wife for all those insincere apologies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, honey, I'm apologizing. I'm sorry for all those insincere apologies. Okay. And also, hey, you don't have to apologize. It's your money, too. You
know, that's so sweet. Oh, well, I just got a box in, so I just want to say thanks.
You're going to go home and tell her, like, I take back everything I said on the air. I'm cutting up your credit card.
I don't do that.
You don't?
Oh, Beth doesn't have, like, an allowance or anything. It's her money.
No, and I'm not a big shopper, but when I just, you know, it feels funny still.
But wouldn't it save you a lot of time if you just flush the money down the toilet, honey? Then you don't have to go out. You don't have to go into the city. The end result's about the same.
You don't get any goodies when you flush the money
down the toilet.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't get any crap.
You hang on to the goodies for like a week, and then you go get more goodies.
Yeah, I see how much. Well, it's very sweet of you, honey.
Okay.
And you don't have to apologize
to me. What's up with your toning, honey?
Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks, honey.
Ben,
Baruch
Atah
Adonai, honey. Baruch Atah Adonai. Okay. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Oh, okay. Everything's okay now.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, great. Talk
bye,
to you,
sweetie.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Aren't I a lucky guy?
She's so sweet.
She's the greatest. I lucked
out. You are so lucky.
I used up all my luck.
I like you, but you don't deserve her.
Thank you, Kelly. What a sweet thing to say.
A loving wife who doesn't overshop. I mean...
She makes...
Oh, now the truth comes out.
I wouldn't say she overshops, but...
Wait, 2 minutes ago, you're like, it's okay, honey. Go flush the
here's
money
the thing
in the
about
toilet.
Bethy.
It's
here's the
same.
Thing about, here's the thing about Beth. That apology for spending a lot of money last Saturday...
That was
every
sincere.
3 months.
All
every
right,
3 months
good.
I get that.
That's good.
Yeah.
It shows
I mean, she really felt bad.
She's consistently conscientious in admitting that she's not going to change her shopaholic tendencies. Just for you.
But she doesn't not buy anything. She just knows she can apologize.
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to change when you apologize.
Pretty sweet. I love this apology deal, this racket.
Hi, you're on the air.
Pretty sweet.
I think we have someone. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, what if you say, "You're right, I'm sorry," three times? Does that mean she's forced to accept it as sincere?
Yes.
I don't think the idea is to say...
Yes, I didn't know that until today, but that's what's going to happen.
Not three, like, shotgun...
Yeah, you're right, honey. Yeah, you're right, honey. Yeah, you're right, honey. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Done! This conversation is over.
Thing. So instead of saying, you're
I love the three-time rule. I love that rule.
I think Nakam was telling us that you've gone three separate times over a certain period and tried to sincerely apologize, and the person won't accept it.
How much time needs to elapse between each apology?
Three different incidents.
I don't know. Nakam didn't say, I'm going to say 10 minutes. So in a half hour, you're good. You're good as gold.
You're going to hell.
I'm not going to hell because I'm married to Beth. She's going to get me in. She's going to get me in on the guest
list.
She's
got good karma enough for the two of you. That's a lot of good karma.
I'm her plus one at the pearly gates. That's my plan.
Gosh, you're so smart. I have a whole new admiration for you.
Yeah, you marry a sweetheart. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. I'm not being sarcastic. Goodbye. Hang up.
Cue hang up now.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
I just do what you say. I'm
it's
your
a little
monkey.
Code. It's a little radio
Does
code.
Ken
when I say hang up,
you?
When I say hang up, that's you disconnect.
Does Ken?
Yeah, Ken's good at that.
Ken's more strong-willed than I am.
I don't think he is.
If you say hang up, I can't help pushing the button.
You know what we should do next week when Ken comes back? I should just devote the whole hour to trying to make Ken cry.
You will never get Ken to cry.
I think I can.
Ken does not cry.
I think I know him well enough.
You would not want to do that.
I know all the exposed
And
nerves.
Then the show after that will be you apologizing.
I know we're all the... Oh, no, I'm going to do it before Yom Kippur. I'm no fool. I have a couple weeks.
I don't think the plan is to...
I know where all the skeletons are buried.
Be mean so you can apologize. You've got enough apology backlog.
It's one big get-out-of-jail-free card. It's coming up in just 3 weeks.
Wow,
hey, we're
look 201.
At that. Hey, give the number.
You do it.
201-209-9368.
Go again.
No, you go again.
201-209-9368.
If I've offended you this year, if I've been curt on the phone, maybe I've hung up on you, mm-hmm. maybe I wasn't a good listener.
Uh-huh. All those. Keep going.
I
what
will
else?
Apologize. And I will apologize. This is a real opportunity. 201-209-9368.
If you acted in a demeaning way towards your caller.
Yeah, if I used you as a comedy prop. Which I do, and that's. I
or you
do
mock
that.
Their profession.
I don't think I. Well, maybe I do that too.
Or
but
you
know,
pretend to get people's names wrong when you know their real names.
You know like what? You know what's sad?
You don't know my last name.
Kelly. Kelly.
It begins with a J. It's really easy.
But don't you all? But like Cher or Madonna, you only go by Kelly.
No.
Kelly J is yours.
Okay. How about Mike?
Kelly J is yours.
Do you know Mike's last name?
Mike who?
Mike upstairs in the office? Scott, okay.
It's a trick question. There is no Mike upstairs.
I don't do trick questions. All right.
That makes it a double
Here's
trick question.
Here's another one of your insincere apologies.
No, I'm listeners. Being sincere. I really feel bad.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks
Hi,
for calling.
Guys.
How you doing?
You love
hey,
the show.
It's Raj.
It's who?
Raj. I don't know if Andy remembers me.
Hi, Raj.
I'm,
Hi.
You know what? I'm going to be honest today. I don't remember you.
Okay. That's what I want to apology for, that you never remember me. And I think I'm pretty memorable during the show.
Why, you call? You're a big fan?
Do you call often?
Yeah.
Well, then
I called last week to I sang the first word.
Oh, God only knows.
Whatever that Beach Boys song was.
Hey, Raj, let me just say I sincerely appreciate your support all these years. And thank you for calling. I apologize for not remembering you when you call. Ken is much better at that than I am, of course.
Of course. No, I know that.
And I can only claim, and it's not an excuse, it's just an explanation. I believe it's like something hardwired, like I'm missing some genetically, something's missing.
Right.
I just don't remember faces or names. I'm just not good at it. Maybe I'm just naturally so narcissistic.
You can't lie in the apology.
I'm not lying. Maybe I'm so self-absorbed and self-centered that I'm just not wired to remember other people. I just care only about myself. And if Raj can't do me
apologies
any,
aren't Raj, filled with excuses. They're filled with sincerity.
I know. Andy, I'm saying I'm explaining it. I'm certain, and I'm not proud of it.
Sounds like an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Andy,
yeah.
You're making me weep.
I genuinely apologize, and I'm going to work at being better at remembering my friends and my fans and people that call, and that especially goes for you, Raj.
Very good.
Thank you, sir. By the way, I'm the one who helped give Ken's number out during the marathon, if you recall.
Just thank
you. You mean I met you in person?
No. I called the pledge that Ken had to...
That's right. You called to... That's right. You were even on my side when I needed you most.
Yes.
He was there for me.
This is like a friend, almost.
This is almost a friend.
This isn't just a hurt
listener.
Almost
a friend, yeah. We never met, but yeah.
He is. He's a kindred spirit. He's a spirit kindred to my own.
You told me you had no friends, but you do.
Raj is as close to a friend as I have.
That is that.
And I guess the only other person I know that even comes as close to being a friend is that kid that saw The Twilight Zone in my house 5 years ago.
And can I also say hi to Kelly? It's nice to meet you.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling, Raj. And it means the world to us. And thanks for listening.
All right. Take care, guys. Hang up. Hang up.
He's catching up. He's very clever.
What a nice guy.
I liked your trick last night when I told you I had to get off the phone and you just said, yeah, I got to go, and you hung up on me.
So I was the one that hung up.
I know. That's so clever.
Yeah, it gives me the upper hand.
And
all the
I also
time.
Liked how throughout the conversation you kept saying, but honestly.
When I was talking?
Yeah.
Because you don't think I'm being honest normally?
No. Never. Rarely. Not here.
What's wrong with me?
Maybe in your real life.
I have to be honest. I have a marriage and I'm raising kids.
I know. I can't reconcile.
You can't go through life being dishonest. And I'm a very productive member of society. I have a big staff.
I wouldn't go that far.
I have to be able to function.
This
People
is
have
true.
To believe me when I speak.
This is true.
Yeah. Would you say you're an honest person?
Absolutely. Don't I
when you go on, when you go online, do you give your real age?
13.
We get a lot of responses.
Yeah. All the best guys.
So you're thinking of going on J-Date?
No, I'm not.
You like them Jews?
I'm not.
You like them Jews?
I'm done with internet
we
dating.
We make the best husbands.
Obviously.
We're faithful.
It's like, would be a dream come true if someone said, here's the card, you go do your thing. I would put in
here's the card?
Yeah,
the credit card.
I could stop working, go shopping.
Well, Beth, to be fair, works harder than me. The two kids, we have two young kids.
Yeah,
two
no
youngins.
Kids. They're a distraction.
So,
young,
so you've got it all planned out.
Yeah. I like to sleep like
You're going to quit apologizing. So this is your year coming up. No more apologies.
You know what?
Going to meet some rich guy, no kids.
You know what I'll do?
Fantastic.
I'll tell
good to have a plan.
Him that we've conceived. And then a few months later, I'll say I lost the child. So we can just keep rolling along at my master
And he will
plan.
Never say, why can't we try to have a child? Because then you can say, I tried, sweetheart, and I lost the baby.
Right.
And it will be such a painful subject, he'll avoid it.
Right. It's genius, right?
I think you're more deceitful than I am.
Yeah, no, I'd never do that. Are you ready for your next?
Yeah, I ain't scared.
Your friend? Your next new friend? I think we should stop calling them listeners and start calling them your new friends.
Let the conversation begin.
And go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You love the show.
I love the show.
You can't believe you got through. You can't believe you got through.
Let him talk.
You can't believe you got through.
I can't believe I got through after dialing the number one.
Well, fortunately for you, there's no one else calling.
Yeah, that's our secret. That's our secret to make it easy for our fans.
First of all, I want to know if that was a sincere laugh by Andy to my joke or if he needs to apologize for that.
No, that was a sincere laugh. That was actually a very funny joke, and it was actually well-phrased.
Well,
I can't believe I got through after only dialing the number once. That was actually very funny.
I will trademark that. I'm calling with a potential fatal flaw. Now, we'll find out if I understand the concept here and then determine if it isn't.
Okay, get ready, Andy. This sounds like a smart person.
Yeah, he doesn't scare me.
I think it's more or less a potential fatal flaw, but...
Okay.
Okay, so are you apologizing from a religious viewpoint? In other words, are you doing it for religious reasons, or are you just apologizing in general? Because if it is from a religious reason, if you apologize to an atheist, then your religious, quote, religious apology would not matter to them being a religious apology. So would it actually be an apology?
Is that true? On Yom, maybe there's a Nachum question. On Yom Kippur, the only apologies that count, the only apologies that are valid are to fellow Jews that believe that Yom Kippur is the time to be atoning?
I don't think the other person matters at all.
So why do they even factor into the equation? Why
I'm
would
kidding.
You even apologize?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
But when I have friends who have joined AA and have gone through the 12 steps, mm-hmm. they've called me and apologized to me for past behavior, but I didn't have to be an alcoholic to accept that
That's
apology.
That's true. I think it just has
they
to be
me as from one human being to another, I'm apologizing. Have
but
I offended?
If your apology is based on, you know, your religious reasonings, if the atheist does not...
Well, I guess in my case, it is an interesting distinction. Not very interesting. Not worth our time.
Making my head hurt.
Yeah, but in my case, I'm using the opportunity. It's almost like my wife and Nachum and my Jewish friends reminded me that the Day of Atonement was approaching, and I used the opportunity to do this show. I might have done this show with or without a Jewish excuse.
I doubt it.
I think I might have.
It's the guilt driving you.
Maybe it's the guilt driving
You've
me.
Been very bad.
Anyway, before you go, let me apologize for anything I might have said over the year that might have offended you. Baruch atah Adonai. Have a sweet and peaceful shalom.
Same to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
And that's
wow, he put a lot of thought into that.
He did. He's a smart one. Would you date him?
I don't think it really matters what the person on the receiving
he's
end.
He's funny.
If they won't accept your
he's
apology,
funny.
What can you do?
He's a heathen. He's obviously not a religious
as
person.
As long as you've tried your best to apologize sincerely,
I believe
you mean
he has.
It.
I believe now he might be employed.
He's way too serious.
He might be gainfully employed.
He's
Would that be
clever.
Okay with you?
He's clever.
Somebody with a job. I know your
job is good. Why?
It'd be kind of a new experience
who do
you
think
for you.
I date.
I don't know. Do you want to use the last 11 minutes as sort of a...
Seniors.
Do you want to use the last 11 minutes as to see if there's any attractive, available...
No.
You don't want to do
there
it.
There aren't any.
Don't give up.
You know, I read this really scary statistic.
Yeah.
It said there were like 250,000 single women in the New York, New Jersey area to like every single guy. Do you think that's even possible?
Well, how could that be? I don't know.
That's an insane
statistic.
National Geographic.
There's a quarter. The ratio is 1 to 250,000?
It was like psychotic.
So every single guy.
It was like give up.
So every single guy has a quarter. So there are five single guys sitting at a table.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's somewhere out there. There's another table with 1,000,025 single women.
I'm not kidding.
30 football stadiums full of women.
According to National
for
Geographic.
For each guy.
Do you know where I have to go?
I don't know where.
El Paso.
El Paso, Texas?
That's where the men exceed the women.
Are you tempted to vacation there?
No. I think we might be talking about several jobless men.
Now, I know you sound discouraged, but... But give.
I asked you if you had any single friends, and what did you tell me?
I have two friends, Raj, and the boy I scared in my basement.
I don't think the boy you scare in your basement's a friend. He's a childhood. He's a friend of one of your children.
Yeah, one of my. He's a friend of a friend's son.
Oh, he's a friend of a friend's son. Wait, yeah. Weren't any of your children in the basement that day?
I don't recall. I usually only let one child down there with me at a time. That's normally the house rule.
You know you're going to get a phone call from, like, the government tonight.
I ain't scared of them. Or I'll just apologize to them.
You ain't scared of them.
How's this going? Hey, we have time for a few more apologies. This is going swimmingly.
I don't really pay attention to the content so much.
201-209-9368.
It's just quality time with you, Andy, that I appreciate.
Are you enjoying this? Hey, listen, Ken's not here next week, and I can't come in 2 weeks in a row.
Without Ken.
Without Ken. I have a life.
It's too different.
It's too taxing for me. But you should bring in one of your chick friends and do a chick show.
Maybe.
What would the topic be?
We talk about you.
No, don't talk about me. Hey, maybe books? Books you've read? Yeah, that's good.
Nah. I think that we're going to air a rerun.
Okay, that's fine too.
Wah, wah.
Doesn't matter to me. Hey, 201-209-9368. Oh, no one's calling.
The phones are lit up.
You're being sarcastic. I didn't expect no one to be calling.
Maybe give the phone number. Did you give it just now?
If I've offended you this year, if I've hurt your feelings, if I've hung up on you, if I was rude, if I was curt or mean, I'm here to apologize. 201-209-9368.
You know,
actually, I don't have to give the phone number in theory, because anyone that's calling would have called us earlier in the year.
Right, but it's kind of like a courtesy.
Yeah, fine.
If people can't remember the studio phone number off the top of their head.
You want to just go home?
No. We've got 7 minutes of
let's say if no one calls,
slow
if
radio
no one calls
time left, and I'm going to work
not me,
it.
Not me. If no one calls in the next 50 seconds.
If you get up from that chair.
Just play the theme song, honey.
I will grab you by both feet.
Just play the theme song.
I'll deck you.
Oh, I just want to go home.
You'll
I'm
be going
so
home
tired.
Soon. Now, do you ever cook at home?
Actually, Beth loves to cook.
Really?
So I lucked out in that way, too.
Wow, that works out. It all just works out for you, doesn't
yeah.
it?
She actually loves going to farmers
markets
and
fresh
Whole Foods and wherever the food
that's
is.
Right. You guys are rich. So
wherever the food is
the
most expensive. Yes, Beth will be found.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was offended by Kenny.
By Ken?
Even you, Andy. Now, you said, oh, how is this woman doing? We have a woman on the line, and I'm not a woman.
When was this?
I called in for some contest. I think it was to sing something a while ago.
I referred to you because you have a slightly feminine voice.
Well,
I referred to you as a woman. You hear how, Kelly, you can hear... It's an understandable mistake. You would agree, right, Kelly?
He
sounds kind of like a woman. Wouldn't you agree?
Anyway, that was pretty bad.
And I
do. Hoboken picking up my wife, and I just want to let you know
said,
that.
I should have said.
And you can talk about it. I'll put on the radio. She hasn't even known that I called the station. Bye.
Okay. Because he sounds so effeminate.
I'm so confused.
Okay,
He's deeply hurt because...
He called a few months ago, mm-hmm. apparently, on a show.
And God forbid you thought he was a woman.
I thought he was a woman.
Woman.
I said, oh, we have a woman on the line.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the biggest insult of all time now.
I guess he was, but it's certainly understandable. You would agree. He certainly sounded effeminate, didn't he?
He sounded kind of crazy.
Well, no, he wasn't. Actually,
I don't know if he sounded like a woman.
He doesn't. What happens sometimes as a joke when I'm trying to be funny.
I love this part where you explain the humor. Explain the comedy, Andy.
I say, oh, great, we have a woman calling before I even hear their voice. And then they're completely
that's adorable.
Flummoxed. And often it's more often than not, of course, it's a guy. And,
I think that caller should have been apologizing to me.
Why?
Because he's saying that the big insult is that you thought he was a woman. Which means it's a put down to be like a woman.
Well.
Right?
Yeah, I guess,
say that all the time. You feel like a girl. Don't cry like a little girl.
Yeah, so that would be an insult.
That's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so he should be apologizing to all right. womankind.
Yes, he should.
Because he shouldn't be offended to be mistaken for a woman.
No, it's kind of like
women aren't as you know.
It's like if you call me the wrong name by accident.
Yeah.
You do.
And
it
women
on
are
purpose.
Almost. Women are. I mean, their cranial capacity is almost as large as a man's. It's very close. No, you're right. They're almost as small. I believe it's 95%.
Do you?
Yeah, the cranial capacity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5% less, which is very close.
And
you're absolutely right. Hardly worth mentioning. Kelly, you make a very good point.
Thank you.
And I won't mention it again, the 5%.
Thank you.
The 5% diminished cranial capacity. Hardly worth mentioning at all, and it's not insulting to be referred to as a woman.
Well, at least our brains are above the belt. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good one. Good zinger.
No, I mean, it's good that our brains are above our belt.
Yeah, that's a good zinger.
All right, 5 minutes in countdown till
Thomas Edison.
What happens?
Thomas Edison.
Is that what happens?
A man. Alexander Graham Bell. Man. Thomas Paine. Writes of man. A man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold
I
on, I have another
up.
One. Hold on.
You know what I'm
Hold
thinking?
On. Hold on. Teddy Roosevelt,
uh-huh.
A man.
Really?
Hold on. I'm almost, that's. I think that's my whole list. Thomas Edison, did I say him yet?
I think you did.
Okay. Thomas Paine, Oh, that's my list. Okay. That's a pretty good list, though. You got to admit. Hey!
Here's your big thing from last week.
Oh, yeah, this will be fun to hear. I guess we didn't get a chance
to
play.
Don't know if it's exactly right. I didn't listen. I'm sorry.
This is from last week's show where every listener sang one word of God
but
Only Knows.
But I don't think this is it exactly.
Oh. Did Ken send you this? I may not always love you.
It's you, right?
Oh, it's me.
There are stars
above you. You'll never need to doubt
it. I love your tone.
I'll make you know
sure
about it. God only knows
what I'd be without you.
That's really bad.
Somebody edited that during the show last week. I was prompting our callers.
Did you make something?
We did. We had our callers each sing one line, and I prompted each one, and so somebody edited that together.
I guess.
Did you hear that?
Oh.
Did you hear?
Here's it? Another one.
Andy needs to apologize for this.
For this show or that show?
No, I think for that song.
Beep, 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 beep.
What is this?
Someone else made one.
I may not always.
Isn't it just painful to listen to your own voice? I don't think you're really putting your heart
above
into
above
it.
I wasn't. I wasn't trying to sing.
There are stars.
Come on.
I think it's almost
never need to.
The nightmare is ending.
The national nightmare is over.
I love to do the show with you, and I'm going to apologize now for not remembering what this show is about next summer when Ken goes away again and I get to sit in
for him. I think it was great, and please reconsider about doing it next week.
You might have fun. Isn't that just stunning?
Was this fun?
Yeah, this was great.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
All right.
This is actually sweet. It's me and Ken.
I'll miss you.
God only knows.
Should I play the theme song again?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Is that how I do it?
Yeah, then there's another show that comes on. Wait, you have to do the call or the legal ID.
You do it.
God only knows what I'd be
without. I've never done it. I'm probably going to get it wrong. WFMU East Orange, WXH. Wait, I can't read. WXHO. Mount Hope.
You're so good at faking being bad.
WFMU.org.
WFMU East Orange, WXHG Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Stay tuned for DJ Rupture.
Oh, he's very famous.
Bye, Andy. I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of miss what she says. Let's just do it the real way. This is probably an old one anyways. All right, so WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Ken and Andy should be back live next week, maybe. There was weirdness tonight, so impromptu rerun. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Anyway, so stay tuned for Irene, and who's your guest tonight?
Michael Hurley. There we
go. All right, there we go. Okay.
If I can get a neck all of your love, give me two. Nickel dime, one more time, dollar. If I can't stay right here by your side, I can't go. Keep me here in the spell of your love. If I can't drink the water from the jug, tap all right. But I love drinking water from the jug.
the background, a recorded track of Michael Hurley from the Belmead Sessions. We're hearing The Beggar's Terms. I'm Irene Trudell, and tonight we are airing a vintage set by Michael Hurley from 2004, which I co-aired with John Allen at the time. It started on John's program, spilled over into mine, and it's just pure delight from Michael. Michael's at Union Pool September 20th, so I figured it was a nice time to bring this out. So here we go, Michael Hurley.
If I can't wheel and deal the beggar's terms down and hold, if I can't have the pride, my oh my, I will die.
Here we are up in the clouds, and we're going to listen to a set of music from Mike Hurley coming into this discreet location this afternoon. And we're not even going to tell you what time it is, so whenever you're ready, Mike.
Okay, thank you. As the new river flows in the night, somewhere, honey, some old hog is stomping on the bone. Like a free stream of light, my heart jumps straight to you tonight. 'Cause you're pretty, Lord knows, and you're fair, and you seem like the kind of linger there. Like a hot burning flame, my heart jumps straight to fishing in the shore. My heart jumps straight right out of my soul. catfish. Oh, catfish on the bottom. I'm up here with the blues. Lord knows I got 'em. I hope the moonbeams shine down to you so you can see your way. My heart jumps straight.